and welcome to The Simple Truth, hosted by Jeff Lewis, every Saturday evening, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 Mountain, 7 to 8 Central, and 8 to 9 Eastern on BBS Radio at www.bbsradio.com, where, if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Tonight, Saturday, March 10th, 2007, our host will be interviewing Carrie Joyce, M.S. Carrie is best-known author, best-selling author, a compassionate, highly respected psychotherapist, and the director of the Center for Creative Change in Spokane, Washington. Oh, she is the author of Choosing Life, a 33-day journey to overcome anxiety, depression, and dysfunctional family issues. A little anxiety on my side. We just raced right in here and just sat down to get ready for this radio show. So just want to let you know that we're ready to go, Carrie. This media veteran has been a great guest on ABC and NBC TV news programs, appeared on numerous radio shows around the country, and has been quoted in Woman's World magazine. Wow, she's really cool, and we're really excited to talk to her tonight. So, Carrie, if you're ready, I'm going to pass you on to our host, Jeff Lewis. Have a great
night. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hello, and how are you doing, folks? I'm glad to have you back for our 11th show, I think, now, on BBS Radio. And let me get some of this technical difficulties handled here with background sound. There we go. Our 11th show now, and we are blessed to have a guest on tonight that actually came to me. Apparently a friend of yours, Carrie, heard the show and directed you.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about that. I haven't even really heard about that yet.
Well, I don't actually even know how she heard about it. She just sent me an email and said, check this out. And so I wrote you, and you responded, and here we are.
Obviously a spirit guided situation.
Yeah.
So let's get started, because I only know what I've seen at your website, which is incredible, by the way, folks. And I suggest you get there now if you can while we're doing the show. And that's www.carrie joys.com. Right now I'm looking through your media section. We're going to go over some of these topics here. If people want to click on that, it's on the left when you get to that webpage there. And click on the media, and this is some of the stuff we're going to go over. But initially, I'd like to just get started and find out, how did you get involved in this? What led you to this, and what are you working on now?
Well, actually, I got started in working as a therapist when I was just out of college. I actually started out being depressed and anxious myself, and got into a therapy group when I was in my early 20s, and just felt like I had come home, like it was what I had been looking for all my life up until then. And when I learned to get healthy myself, what I really wanted to do was help others get healthy emotionally. And so I really have been working in it for more than 30 years. And I love what I do. I love helping people get better, get healthy, learn to enjoy life. And that's how I came up with, the term lightheartedness. It's getting through the heaviness and the difficulties in life, which most of us have, and coming to a state of mind where you feel joy and laughter and peace as the norm in your life. So
it should be for each and every one of us.
Yeah, it's wonderful when you get there. It really is, yeah.
Very interesting. You have written books. I didn't realize you'd been on NBC, ABC. You're a little bit more famous than I realized, so I'm quite honored to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I wrote Choosing Lightheartedness. That's actually my only book, and I have another website. You mentioned my Carrie Joy's website, but I also have another website. That's www.light-heartedness.com, light-heartedness.com, and that's got a flash movie, and it's got 33 days of free emails for anybody who's interested in getting healthy. It's called The Journey to Lightheartedness.
I'm on day four myself. The video was amazing, very incredible, definitely touches the heart. Very well done. Did you do that yourself, by the way?
Well,
were you involved in that?
Yeah, I did the writing and chose all the photographs, but I had help for doing the technical end. I'm not a technical person, but but I loved putting it together. It was a lot of fun, and people do seem to respond well to it, so it's great. I love offering something that's totally free to the world. There's so much hype out there and so many things for sale, and obviously we all want to make a living, but it's really nice to offer people something that's free of charge that they can take and use right now to make their lives better. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, let's get into that a little bit, because, again, my show is about giving out practical solutions. Everybody's telling everybody what's going wrong out there and what the problems are. I think everybody knows that because they're living it and experiencing it, or at least somebody close to them is. But what are the solutions? Nobody's giving solutions. I called in last night, and or not last night, the night before last, a few nights ago, a couple nights, on another program I was listening to. And the first question I wanted to ask is, okay, you're getting people scared, and you're making them realize, yes, that is really happening out in the real world, but what solutions are you giving them? And that's one of the things I like most about you is solution-based. And that's what the program is going towards, is giving people solutions, giving them free practical solutions they can use at home, like your free 33-day email thing, which is wonderful, by the way. I'm enjoying that quite a bit. Let's just get into what are your solutions?
What are my solutions? Well, first of all, you know, let's kind of lay the groundwork a little bit. You know, ABC News says that there are 16 million Americans that are on antidepressants at any time, and I think Oprah has said that 18 million Americans are depressed. So, I mean, just to get a little bit of an idea of what the problem is, there's an awful lot of us that are depressed or anxious, and what's happening is that, you know, people are taking pills to try to get better, and we're being taught over, you know, through all the advertisements on TV and radio that pills are the way to go. And I just don't believe that pills are the answer. I think that there's a natural way to heal.
I'm biting my tongue so hard right now because, as you know, I just came back from an all-day Chinese herbal class for Nature Sunshine. And yes, it is a huge, huge problem. It's a huge epidemic. There are solutions, again, folks, and these solutions really do work. I mean, it's taken us, my wife and I, a while to get our own family on this stuff because, as you know, the family never listens to you. They listen to everybody else. But we finally got my wife's mother on it. We finally got my father on it. He was in emergency about a month or two ago because of a diabetic condition going on. We were going blind. And, of course, they want to put him on drugs. And they've got their solutions, which made it worse. And I said, just stop what you're doing, do this. And in most cases, I won't tell people to stop their medication, but with my family, stop that poison right now and take this good stuff. So, you're right.
Depending on what it is.
Yes.
Depending on what it is, obviously. Yeah,
some of these drugs have the worst side effects, and the side effects are just as bad going on as it is going off, you know.
Well, you know, I've just heard recently that antidepressants actually cause diabetes, and that's a very scary thought.
We could spend the whole rest of the show explaining to you what we learned today, but you can really realize each and every symptom, diabetes, arthritis, cancer, I don't care what it is, it's not a balanced situation in the body. It requires the whole body, and when you deal with it with herbs, the whole body heals itself.
And proper nutrition.
And they're talking about children. We have children. We have five children ourselves, and then two grandchildren myself, and Prozac, Ritalin. Oh, my God, what they're doing to our children, people have no idea. This is permanently damaging them. It was permanent. Now we have a way to reverse it, but it's a pretty bad permanent damage to the brain, especially when they're developing. And we have herbs for that. It's not that they are having a problem with attention. They're getting sugars. They're getting processed foods. That's making them go crazy and making them not being able to focus, making them not being able to sit there. So the doctors immediately say they have ADD. Get them on Ritalin. Put them on Prozac.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Well, look, for example, at the herbal seminar today, this doctor had a five-year-old child on Prozac.
Three.
Was it three?
Oh, you're talking about the three-year-old. No, you're talking about the five-year-old.
Remember? And the herbalist said, "What are you doing, mother? Why are you having your child on Prozac?" "What do you mean? I'm on Prozac." She's like, "Oh, my gosh." You know? It's And we talked about the sugars that are in the formulas. And the corn syrups that are in the formulas, and that's number one ingredient. So we're, you know, from birth, we're giving our children poison.
And vaccinations, they want to inoculate you right at birth. Yeah. Well, let's not steal your show here, Carrie. Let's get your solutions, because I want to hear more about this lightheartedness. I'm very interested in that.
Right.
That's something I need. My wife knows this. She's already this way. If anything, I bring her down to lightheartedness because I'm just so serious about things, and I want it done. I want it done right. And most of the time, I'm doing it myself, so I'm not getting the time I need with her and my family, which can cause problems, and I understand that. But what are your solutions to help me so I can do that? And my listeners, of course.
I really believe in the importance of feelings and emotions, getting in touch with your feelings. I believe that we have to, all of us have to slow down and take time to get to know ourselves and find out what we're feeling and what needs to be released in our unconscious mind. There, a lot of times we've stored up a lot of negative emotions over the years, and we're still holding them in our unconscious mind. And a lot of times those unconscious memories or feelings that we're holding inside will cause us to be very stressed in the present or very anxious or depressed or, you know, angry, will cause many symptoms in the present. And we don't even know why we feel that way. We just don't feel good and we don't know why, and we're doing the best we can, but we don't know what's at the heart of it. And
right.
I believe just taking time to slow down, breathe deep, you know, just kind of settle into your body and check in with what are you feeling in your body, and then what are you feeling emotionally, and learning how to express those feelings, and also get in touch with, you know, if there's a feeling in the present that possibly connects back to an old feeling that's unresolved from the past, learning how to release those feelings. So there's a lot about, you know, releasing the baggage from the past that we've been carrying. And then the second part of it is learning healthy skills for how to relate emotionally in a healthy way to our families, our jobs, you know, everyone we come in contact with. It's basically the bottom line. It's learning how to love yourself and learning how to give and receive love from others, which is what we all want, and most of us don't know how to do.
Yeah, I have that problem. My biggest problem is I love everyone else outside myself. I don't direct that love within as much as I really need to.
Yeah.
But you were saying, you know, go within, do these things. I do try to do them, and my problem is time, being too busy.
Right.
Luckily enough, both of us are at home. We work out of the house, so we are around for the children, but we, you know, sometimes we're not around for the children. But what about other people that just have their lives are too busy? Both parents work. They're gone all day long. Their kids are at school. They come home. They've got to make dinner. They're exhausted. By the time they hit the bed like us, they're asleep. How can they, what practical little baby steps can they do right now? To get into that point.
Right.
That's exactly
why I did the 33-day emails, free emails, because the 33 days of free emails walk you through baby steps of things you can do, you know, one day at a time. There's a lot to understand. I mean, it's not a snap your fingers, do this one thing and everything in your life.
No, it's not.
No, there's a lot to understand, but what I did is I tried to put it into bite-sized chunks, you know, something small you can do today, something small you can work on as you're driving or as you're eating lunch or as you're, you know, cooking dinner or washing dishes, you know, things that you can do while you're doing other things. And one of the first things is just to remember to breathe deeply and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What's the feeling?
As I'm doing it right now, I'm
taking a breath.
So what are you feeling? So much I want to say, so much to do. I just slow down. That's going to be one of my new models or logos or bumper stickers or whatever it's just going to call. Just breathe.
Just breathe.
Just like,
exactly.
You know, just do it.
Breathe.
You know, Nike's Just Do It. They made billions.
Breathe.
Just breathe.
And be present. Be present in this moment. Just breathe and be present in this moment. Feel your body. Notice where your body is tense or tight. Your body will give you signals of what's going on emotionally. And if you pay,
well,
if you learn to pay
attention. I'll tell you something, Carrie. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
But we have time right now. How long does it take to do something like this? 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
It totally depends on what you want to do, but I'm happy. Let's go for it.
Let's take our listeners to a little test run. You know,
through a simple
you tell your clients to do.
Sure, absolutely.
And when you're sitting with Oprah, what you tell her to do. We're going to be talking to her and meeting her pretty soon. She's already drinking a bottle of water. She's already, you know, aware of some of the stuff we're into, but she's in another world, literally.
In time. Yeah,
you'll probably beat us there.
Yeah.
So what do we do? What do I do?
You start by taking some big, deep breaths. And you can do that right now. Just take some great big deep breaths. And it helps sometimes to, and just let your eyes close for a bit. Yeah, nice deep cleansing breaths all the way to your toes. All the way to your toes. And good job. and then check in with your body and notice where your body is feeling tense or tight. If there's tension, you know, specific parts of your body relate to different emotions. And so if you feel tension in your chest, for example, you may be feeling hurt or sad about something. Chest is often about hurt or sadness. it's not an absolute, but it often happens that way.
Well, I can tell you're probably about 99% right with most people out there, and that's definitely my problem, and everyone else I know is they're holding so much emotion in them and not letting it go.
Exactly.
I am guilty of that, too.
Yeah, exactly. I work with it every day as a psychotherapist, so yeah, I do know. If your arms or shoulders or jaw is tight, that often has to do with anger. So if you're feeling angry or frustrated, it's okay. Whatever you feel, it's perfectly okay. Just get in touch with it, and then take some big, deep breaths again. And in your own mind, we can't do this out loud or we'll interrupt what our listeners are doing, but in your own mind, just think about, if you're feeling hurt, finish the sentence, "It hurts me that." Or if you're sad, "I'm sad that." And just let yourself finish that sentence. What would that be? Or "I'm angry that."
Does it have to be in those wordings, or it could be, you know, "It hurts me when," or "This hurts me when." Does it have to be that?
Well, it could be either.
It's kind of addressing the issue.
Yeah, it could be either, but I'd like you to take it a step further then. If you're feeling hurt, for example, think of the person or people that have hurt you recently and picture them in your mind and imagine if you could say to them exactly what you're feeling right now. And you're not going to say it in real life. All we're doing right now is we're releasing. We're learning to release the feeling. So when you first learn to get in touch with the feelings, you just learn to say it and let it go. You're not going to go out there and, you know, confront those people and tell them what's wrong with them. That's not where we're going. We're simply learning to get in touch, express it, and release it, let it go. Okay. Then it takes a little time to do that sometimes. I mean, sometimes the hurt in the present, you know, somebody who's hurt you today or made you angry today is actually triggering an old feeling from something that happened to you when you were a child. Oftentimes it'll go all the way back to childhood, like somebody today will trigger something that happened way back when. You know, maybe they make you feel unimportant or insignificant, and that's exactly the way you felt when you were 5 years old or 10 years old with, you know, your family or the kids at school or whoever. If that's true with what you're feeling right now, you can also picture those people in your mind, the people from childhood, and imagine telling them what you're feeling. Imagine saying, you know, what you wish you could have said back then.
Okay.
And really getting it out. And again, it's not to go confront them. It's just to express it and release it and let it go. And you simply continue doing that until your body relaxes, because your body will relax if you take the time and breathe deep and just keep doing this. You could be writing this in your journal if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you continue doing that, your body will release. Sometimes you need to cry in the process, and that's okay. Sometimes you need to get angry, maybe write a letter to the person that you're angry with. But you don't send the letter. You just write it and then, you know, burn it or throw it in the trash or keep it for, you know, for future reference. But
I've done it a few times. It is very successful.
Yeah, right. Then when you've released the feelings and your body is calm, then what you do is you imagine you as a little boy or a little girl. And our audience can do that right now. Just imagine you as a little girl or a little boy when you're, say, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And then with the grown-up part of you, this part of you that you are today, imagine loving that little boy or that little girl. Imagine just telling them, you know, "You're a great kid. I love you. You're important to me." Imagine giving them a hug. Imagine telling them they're special. And when you do that, you know, many times my clients will start crying just by loving that little child, because all of us needed love as a child. And many times our parents simply didn't know what we needed or didn't know how to give it because they hadn't gotten it themselves. So
yeah, we're still learning that one now.
yeah, right. Well, none of our parents are perfect, and we're not perfect. But we can heal it today by loving that child inside today. And the more you love yourself today, the easier it is to love your children. So instead of going off on the track of what I've done wrong with my kids, come back to where you are. Come back to loving you as a little boy or a little girl, and how you could show that little child right now that you love them and that they're important to you. And when that's, when you've taken that and just given yourself a little time to complete it, you'll notice that you feel a lot softer, more peaceful inside when you finish doing that. And it, and if, you know, sometimes it will bring up more tears to cry, and that's okay. Tears are good. Tears are healing. You know, tears are wonderful.
Tears are cleansing. Yeah. They literally wash the flesh of the emotional pain. They do.
Absolutely.
I tell the people, if you're not ready to cry, then you're not ready to let go.
I'll tell you, Carrie, when Jeff and I met, and the first time we met, and he tells me, you need to do a rebirthing, you need to cry. And I said, cry? I don't cry. I was raised to be a big girl, and you do not cry, and
exactly.
you be tough. And, I mean, I was very proud of that. I mean, I was very proud of that, that I didn't cry, and I was a tough person.
Right.
You know, and it took a while. For me to finally cry, you know, and now I allow myself. They'll tell me, "You need to do a rebirthing." I said, "I rebirth every month when PMS comes around."
Well, crying is a wonderful thing to do if you want to heal emotionally. It brings you back in touch with yourself. And what happens is that the more you cry, the more you laugh. You know, if you let yourself cry and release, you'll end up laughing.
And sometimes you do it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Laugh,
sometimes,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Not
so actually, that's where the lightheartedness, the idea of lightheartedness came to me, is that I noticed when I was giving personal growth workshops that, you know, as we would share deeply in the group with each other about, you know, our past and what's happened to us and what's difficult in our life even in the present. But what would happen is, you know, people would be crying and sharing deeply, but we'd all end up laughing, and, you know, and at the end we'd all be laughing and silly, you know, even though nobody had any drugs or alcohol, obviously.
Oh, it's
but,
the best time. No drug can even come close.
It is. You're lightheaded. Your whole body feels light. You feel like
you're vibrating, you're floating, you're buzzing, you're tingling.
Exactly.
Oh, it's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I've done rebirthing too, by the way, you guys.
I've done it once with a rebirth, and it was the most amazing rebirthing experience I've ever had since. I've done them many times on my own. When my wife and I met, she walked in on me doing the rebirthing.
Oh, freaked me out so hard.
And I was in the peak of my face, just buried in the pillow. I came out of a hot bath with the Epsom salts, you know, which is how I do it. Hot as you can take it, about 4 to 8 cups of Epsom salt, soak in there for as long as you can, 45 minutes, and then slime your way into the bedroom, get into bed, wrap yourself up in towels because you're still sweating. I'm already crying and releasing at that point. And I'm not even thinking about anything. I'm just letting the emotions go. And she walks in, and I'm just screaming at the top of my lungs in the pool.
I had just met him.
She's like, what?
A man is crying. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I was taught not to cry. And a man better be a doggone man. I mean, he better be, you know, the brutal kind of guy.
What advice for you male listeners out there? A true man cries.
Yes, real men.
The more you cry, the more you become a real man, because you're letting go of all those childhood pains, all the emotions, all the blockages, so you can actually be a man.
Yeah.
And now you can honor and nurture the woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's wonderful you guys ended up together after all that, huh?
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Just imagine. I mean, I had no clue. You know, I come from a very small town where we just don't have all this really groovy stuff. And this was 10 years ago. You know, and I meet him, and I just got off of work from my dental office. I walk into his room, and he's got the laser going and the pyramid over his bed and the groovy music. And he's laying there all in a little ball going, hold me. And he's crying, and I'm like, I looked at him, and it freaked me out so hard that I said, I'm sorry, I'm out of here. I left. and then we got to know each other, but he's like, you need to learn to cry. You need to cry. I said, I don't cry. No, you don't cry. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I fought him over it.
Well, it sounds like you guys did a lot of releasing, and now you're having fun, huh?
Oh, big time.
Which is exactly what happens. Yeah.
And that's what I can tell our audience. I'm sure you agree. The more you let go of these barriers, folks, these are actual bricks in your wall. The only one that ever stops anything from coming into your universe is yourself. You cannot blame anyone else. You can't even blame God. Laws of nature, physics, you can't blame any of it. You can't even blame the secret, because the secret is the secret and is the law of attraction. What you put out is what you receive, what you feel.
Right.
Even if the world is caving in around you, if you feel love and light and joy, that's exactly what you're going to experience.
And that's what you're going to bring in.
Right. That's absolutely true. But, you know, I run into people in my office every day who simply don't know what they're doing wrong. You know, they want to feel better, but they honestly don't have a clue where to start or you know, what to do differently. And that's, again, that's why I wrote the book. That's why I try to educate people. I think it's so important that we get the word out so that people know there is something they can do and there is a place to start. And, you know, just because it isn't working right now doesn't mean you're bad and wrong. It just means
right. You
never learned the skills, and you can learn them. It's not rocket science. You can learn them, and you will get there, but you have to start doing something, you know, in that direction and then continue down that path. So,
well, I've found the easiest way to really turn people around right now, because I just got fed up with the general public. I said, I'm going to focus on water now, and I'm just going to heal the water. Everybody bathes in it. Everybody drinks it. It'll get to everybody eventually. But if they see the secret is just, I mean, for instance, I've got a guy I'm working with. I haven't met him or his family yet. They were separated at the time when I met them, and he's got kids, older teenage daughters and so forth. Mm-hmm. And she was just nuts, hormonal imbalances, just anger, temper, flares, roller coaster of emotions. He couldn't even be around her. Right. The daughter's starting to run away now. I'm, like, trying to help him with that as best I could. I said, has she seen The Secret yet? Because he had. He had seen it a couple of times, and it shifted his energy, definitely. But he was already conscious. Mm-hmm. I refer to that term as people that are aware, people aren't aware. Once she saw The Secret, they're already back together now. It took a week, a few days. He calls me back. He said, it's just amazing. Listen to my wife. She's happy now. She's doing positive things. She's doing positive affirmations. She's writing positive goals. She's always happy.
Yeah.
Her and my daughter now, they never spoke. They always butted heads. They're talking now because they have something mutually to talk about, which is The Secret, which my 13-year-old son watched the whole thing too, by the way, which blew me away because he saw it and he got it. And he's coming to me and said, I can basically do, have, be, go, anything I want. Wow. Anything.
Well, that's a perfect example of people not being educated. And when they are educated, it can turn their life around. I mean, isn't it incredible what's happening all over the country with people watching this movie? You know, we're seeing it on Oprah. We're seeing it on Larry King Live.
Yes.
You know, and people are watching that movie all over the country. And that little piece of education, that two-hour movie or whatever it is changing lives.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is absolutely wonderful.
Kudos to The Secret.
I think it's absolutely wonderful. I would love to add to it because, you know, a lot of people take that information and then get stuck because, you know, they run into their emotions and they don't know what to do with their emotions.
What to do with them, right.
Yeah, I would love to add to The Secret. You know, I would like to write a book or something on psychotherapy and The Secret because, you know, whatever you create, whatever you think about is what you create in your life. That's absolutely true. But if you have a lot of...
So be very careful what you think and what you wish for and what you say.
But on the other hand, you know, if you have a lot of unresolved baggage from the past, from childhood, if you were hurt, if you were abused, if you were, let's say, raped or molested or traumatized
or neglected, or your family loved you, your parents loved you, or abandoned. You know,
right.
Yeah.
If those things happen to you, it's going to be really hard for you to just snap your fingers and go straight into thinking positively every moment. It's like you need a way to release before you can replace it with the positive. And so that's what I want to educate people about because, you know, just like we were talking about tears a little while ago, you know, tears are your release valve. It's a way to get all that old garbage out and release it so that then you can replace it with positive thinking and affirmations and visualizing yourself and your visualizing your life the way you want it. But there needs to be a release valve for all of that pain.
It literally is. I mean, it's like opening up a faucet. You feel it coming up your chest, up your throat, out of your throat, and if you don't go blah and start crying, it's just like stuck there, and it can turn into pain, you know.
But I would really hate for people to think that feeling the pain is keeping you from creating good things in your life because it's actually the opposite. Feeling it and releasing it creates space for you then to start focusing on the positive. So it's I think, you know, that's an important part that we need to educate people about.
Well, if you're interested in working with any of the people from The Secret, I'm sure I can make that happen. I plan on having Beckwith on my program in the near future, Reverend Beckwith, who was on there.
I would absolutely love to.
When all this stuff comes together, we're going to have some amazing things to share with each other. You talked about solutions. Let's plug what you're doing into what they're doing because, like Michael Dooley, he's one of the people from The Secret. He's got this thing called the Messages from the Universe. Touch.com or something like that.
Oh yeah, I get his messages. Oh yeah, I love them.
There you go.
Uh huh. Yeah, they're absolutely wonderful.
Simple little things like that, just like your emails. You're going to have a permanent. You're going to have a permanent link on my website. You're going to have a permanent link through the BBS, so everybody's going to be able to get to you. So let's see what we can do to work that together and have some more future shows giving people solutions for these lighthearted secrets, so to speak.
the lighthearted secret,
So we're about halfway through the program right now. So if anybody out there has any questions would like to call in, my beautiful wife, announcer, will give you the numbers to call in.
Okay, those numbers are toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for international callers, it's 530-876-3222.
And please, call in. I mean, I've had people listen to my shows, and they call me, and they talk to me afterwards, like, no, you guys are just so on stuff. I didn't want to distract you. No, distract us. I'm going to get a lot more laid back in my future shows. I want to take it a lot more easier, a lot more slower, a lot more lightheartedness.
Well, that's what we talked about. I just, you know, we go to the verbal, and just like, I don't have the script printed up for today, and I said, you know what? It's lightheartedness. I said, before you can go in and just take it totally lightheartedly, hi, this is, you know, and we're just taking it right from the heart tonight. You know, we're just, you know, straight from the hip, straight from the heart.
And I think that's what we're going to do from now on.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's just like trying to read something off. I'm trying to see, you know, straight over here to the computer to check your bio, you know, to do another one. My 43-year-old eyes are trying to. Which I've learned of the herb to take for that, so I'm going to take care of that. Anyway, we're going to talk about the suggested topics. I think over-medicated America is dynamite. That's something that drives me crazy. And golly.
And not just medicated, but vaccinated.
Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about that, Carrie.
Well, we have been talking about that a bit, about how many Americans are on antidepressants and medications, you know, that are not necessary. I'm all for herbs, like you guys. Herbs are wonderful. You know, there's all kinds of ways that we can do healing now, but the mind and body are very related. And if you want to heal your body, you also need to work on healing your mind and your emotions, like we've been talking about.
I personally believe you need to start there.
Right.
I used to deal with cancer patients, you know, on their last living days, literally, and I'll tell them, look, if you're not going to change what you're thinking and your process in your mind, go home. The doctor will give you your money back. Stop wasting your time, wasting everybody's time. Go home and die. I'll tell them this to their face sometimes. And that's when I know I have a good enough rapport to do this, because I'm their massage therapist. And sometimes they'll say, get the hell out of my room, you know, don't ever come back. And the next day or two, I'll come back on my next therapy, and they're crying, or they'll look at me and just come up and hug me and say, you know what, you're right. You know, I need to let go of this because it's killing me. And I'm done.
Wow.
What do you want me to do? And I said, you need to cry. And I'm dealing with a man like, for instance, Harris Coulter, who wrote the book Shot in the Dark. And he's a very hard, very stern man. He was on one of my programs a few weeks ago. You get a chance to hear that, you'll tell by his voice. And when I first met him, he had had a stroke, and I was his therapist. And I told him, I love you. You know, at the end of the night when I'm done, I love you, Harry. Oh, you know, how can a man love a man? I was like, no, Harry, I love you. And when you're done, you're going to be loving me and everyone else, too, because it has nothing to do with anything gay or I'm trying to make a move on you here. You know, I just love you. You're a beautiful person. You've written beautiful books. You've accomplished amazing things in your life. And now look what's happening to you. This should not be happening to you. You know, where are all the people you helped coming to help you now? Now they are, and it's getting great. But it's you know, we need to let go. We need to trust. We need to let go, and we need to start loving each other.
Right. Instead of taking pills. You know, and you know, watching TV and sitting in front of our computers, we need to learn how to communicate, and we get in touch with what we feel. Learn how to enjoy each other again. You know, the pills, you know, I think are a huge issue. You know, because they're so advertised. The pill companies are making billions of dollars. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Programming people that what they need is a pill instead of that what they need is to heal naturally, get in touch with themselves, you know, learn how to improve their lives, all of those kinds of things. Nobody's spending money on that part, you know.
Well, hats off to Tom Cruise. You know, he's Scientologist and all, and not that I'm for Scientology or against Scientology, because my parents are Scientologists. I'm not Scientologist, just so you know. But Tom Cruise did a lot to wake people up to the consciousness of what psychs are doing. Psychs and lawyers are the root cause of all our problems right now, basically, if you look at it that way. If you want to look at the reality of things, it's lawyers for ruining our country and ruining our laws, and it's the psychs for giving our children and our younger generation these drugs.
Yeah.
you know,
well,
and that's just
uh-huh.
their mechanism of operation.
Well,
and
good and bad. I mean, you know, there's you know, just basically on.
And of course, I'm not putting you in that classification because you're not. It's like
no.
in that level of using drugs. I'm
not
sure if you
right.
administer anything, it'd be herbs because you're conscious of that.
Right.
But Tom Cruise woke people up so much. Well, I haven't seen as much promoting for Prozac like I used to see. I haven't seen as much promotion for Ritalin like I've used to see. And a lot of the people you talk to, like in schools, you know, the nurse in the school, whatever, they'll be for that kind of stuff. Now they're like, you know what? I don't think that would be a good idea for your child. Why don't you try Kalakava or, you know, something like this
right.
that you can buy in the grocery store or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank God. Thank God if we can turn that tide. Because, you know, it's creating huge problems, health issues, you know.
Yeah.
When people don't deal with their issues emotionally, they will deal with them physically. And, you know, who wants to end up old and sick? I don't.
No.
You know, and I hate to see people go that route.
Or in stress or in pain the whole time on your way there. It's like, why do you want to live then if that's the case?
Like, Karen, don't you think just it basically boils down to, I mean, talking about all the antidepressants everyone's on and this and that, doesn't it just basically boil down to that everybody just needs love?
Oh, of course.
They want attention.
Well,
they want communication.
All we need is love.
You know,
where she says, go back to your childhood. I mean, I never thought of that before. And love yourself as a child. Because now you're completing that circuit of energy from then till now. Ab initio, folks. From past to present. And all inclusive.
But I mean, everything we act out. I mean, if a girl is without her father, absentee father, normally what happens, she ends up with a guy at an early age, you know, to replace that father figure. I mean, it's all,
right.
I mean, we're trying to get something, you know, and
right.
it's love. I mean, it's
attention,
absolutely.
Love, nurturing.
Attention and communication. Okay, if you're not going to talk to me this way, I'm going to act out this way.
Right.
You
right.
know,
uh-huh.
and
uh-huh.
I think that has a lot to do with our youth. Because we're too doggone busy, and we, you know, we don't spend the time with our family,
and then
parents go, I don't know what's wrong with my kid. He's run off. He's doing this
right.
and that, and or he's not doing
well
in school.
He doesn't talk. He's shut down.
Well, golly, when's the last time you talked to your son? What did he wear today?
Right.
Did he know what color he wore? Did he, you know,
right.
if he ate breakfast? You know, what did he eat for breakfast?
But he's expected to sit still for 8 hours and learn something.
Exactly. You know, I mean,
right.
it really boils down to. You know, communication,
yeah.
good communication, you know.
And
being,
spending
like,
time.
Yeah, you know, sit down
spending
at the dinner
time.
Table and have, yeah, family time.
Yeah. Time is so important to children. I mean, the whole idea of, well, I have quality time with my kids. I think it's great to have quality time, but I think you should have lots of quality time, not just a little
see,
bit.
I agree,
you know?
I said, baby, you've been saying this for 10 years. It's old. You're always going to have something going on. You have to make a break. I mean, he tells people, you can call me anytime, and they do. And it's like
No. If it's an emergency, they don't call past 10 or 9 or 10. That's a rule now.
11 o'clock. Okay, I've got 11 o'clock. You know? And it's just like, when's my time? You know, the kids' time
uh-huh,
is up until 8:30,
uh-huh.
and then it'll be
yeah.
our time because, you know, you want dad to be with the kids.
Yeah. So what you're getting into is boundaries, knowing how to take care of yourself and how to set boundaries with people.
Exactly.
And that's an important part of emotional health, and that also comes from the lack of boundaries in our childhood, you know, or not learning how to take good care of ourselves back then. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, learning how to set boundaries and do it in a kind way, too, do it in a respectful way, but make it clear to people that you are important and your life is important and your family is important and that you do care about them, but that you have this period of time in your life when you can be there for them, and then you have family time or personal time or whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's part of getting healthy, learning how to take care of you and set boundaries and you know, spend time with people that you love, because that's what we all need is, like you said, love.
Ultimately, that is all it's about. All the money, all the toys, all the wealth, all the sadness, all the sorrows, all the ups,
exactly.
all the downs, everything in between. None of it matters if you don't have anyone else to share it with.
Right, exactly.
Period.
And, you know, we get so caught up in materialism. You know, we get caught up in stuff, buying stuff and buying more stuff.
And then it owns you. You don't own it because you're lugging around with you all the time.
Yeah, and then we don't have time to love our families or spend time with them because we're too busy working to pay for all our stuff. And and in the end, yeah, you can't take it with you. And it doesn't really matter in the end, you know.
Well, the only thing we can know that we're going to pass on to our children is we got our trusts done. It's something I've been wanting to do for years now. We finally got them finished. They were notarized. So now if anything happened to my wife and I, we still need to finish our letters of instruction, but our children are taken care of. And that's a good feeling. Most people don't realize, you know, anything can happen to you any day, you know, and if you don't plan for the future, which is doing things now, not waiting until something happens in the future to finally do something, that's going to come and bite you in the butt, and it always does.
Uh-huh.
And then people come to me, what do I do now? It's like, well, you should have listened to me, but I can't say that. I've got to say, well, start here. Educate yourself. Read.
Right. Wow.
So let's see if we can get through these. We got 20, 15 minutes. There should be plenty of time. Healing past traumas through laughter and tears.
I'm looking at everything.
I think we kind of covered that.
Uh-huh.
The journey from brokenheartedness to lightheartedness. That's
well,
just the process, basically.
Let me say something. Yeah, let me say something about that because, you know, people oftentimes go through traumas and crises in their life. I deal a lot with people that are in crises or have just had some kind of huge trauma in their life. And those traumas or those crises oftentimes can be the very best thing that could possibly happen to you because they open the door to a whole lot of healing that you would have never gotten to if that hadn't happened to you. Like for example, you get a divorce, and obviously I'm not, you know, I don't think divorce is great, but sometimes that divorce is exactly what you need to stop and take a good look at yourself and look at, you know, what is going on in your life and what do you want to change about it and to get a chance to get to know yourself and love yourself and heal yourself. And then, you know, your whole life will turn around and become something totally different and better as a result of this crisis that you just went through. So
well, after you do something like that, you're obviously going to create a good feeling. And if you're feeling good, what does the universe do?
Right. But people oftentimes think, you know, this is such a horrible, terrible thing. And I always think of, you know, what a great opportunity it is. To change your life and start all over again and create what you really want in the world, you know. So anyway, that's
that does take a strong person because I've been in that position before, like with my wife. Sometimes that we've gotten into tiffs and had a separation where she'd be back at her mom's. I can't breathe without her.
Wow.
And it's like I have to end up sucking it up and just, you know, we're gonna make this work. I don't care what it takes. You know, we're just gonna get through this. We're going to do it. That's it. We're meant to be together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everything is just so perfect on so many levels with us. But we discovered today that we're both yang.
We're
both fire. We're both earth and all these energies they talk about in the Chinese philosophy of herbs. And I was very, very fire when I got home because I took a bunch of fire stuff when I was there. So I'm just like, bring me down. You really, really gave me a good, very good, calm sense of lightheartedness. And I want to thank you for that.
I'm glad.
So for those
that
need to reclaim their natural lightheartedness, what do they need to do?
Well, start out with simply going to www.light-heartedness.com and watch the Flash movie. It's about a 3-minute Flash movie. And then if you're interested, sign in and receive 33 days of free emails. It's a start in the right direction. It will just walk you through step by step things that you can do to start seeing your world a little differently or handling things a little differently. Every email has an affirmation, which is a positive statement that you can program into your unconscious mind, and it has a little activity, something positive you can do that day just to turn your life slightly, to take a baby step towards lightheartedness. Yeah. Your life will not change from black to white overnight, but little by little by little. You know, the fun thing for me is that I'm getting emails now from people all over the world who are doing the lightheartedness course and loving it and writing and telling me how great it is.
Doesn't make it all worth it?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. It's very
fun. It's like when I get those calls and somebody that's, you know, cancer is gone. That's why I do this, folks.
Wow,
and you're crying, you're so happy, everything else just melts away.
Right,
that one person is all it takes.
Right,
and
yeah.
Speaking of that one person, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No,
well, I was just going to say, you know, obviously
ahead,
they can
the show, Carrie. Go ahead.
They can also buy my book, which is Choosing Lightheartedness, and it's very inexpensive, and it just takes you a little bit deeper into each of those.
And you can get read that before we brought you on the show.
Yeah,
too, and I get the
but
privilege
it all happened so right fast that we didn't,
exactly.
Yeah, I am going
to
send
we
it
need to
you
read
though
the book so we know.
No, don't worry, you guys will be just fine. Just get her on your show and go for it.
Yeah, no,
this is definitely a spirit guided show. I can say that much.
Right. Yeah, it's a great show. I love it. It's
not premeditated
it's
in any way.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Now,
but anyway,
one thing we must talk about, Carrie, before the show ends, we have 15 minutes left.
10.
And, well, okay, 10, thank you. So, and I'm sure there's some couples out there, healthy intimacy.
Yeah.
I think I touch on that.
Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think healthy intimacy starts with communication.
Big time.
yeah, big time. I love to tell, you know, when people come in for marriage counseling, I do a lot of marriage counseling, and when people come in, you know, oftentimes the woman wants better communication, the man wants better sex, right? I mean, that's...
that's about right.
That sounds pretty universal.
The sight and the brains we work with.
I love telling the guys, you know, if you learn to communicate, your sex life is going to improve. Because it really does. It really
does.
If you learn to communicate with love, your wife will want to be close to you sexually. So,
exactly.
And I can vouch for that, folks.
Well, you got this into your favor, so.
Well, that's kind of what, I don't know, after I had a chance to talk with you, Carrie, in the short, brief moments we've had a chance to talk. This is the longest time we've had a talk so far. But I'm working on a movie that came to me November 22nd called The Goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about nurturing the feminine divine consciousness, teaching the man how to honor and nurture the woman again correctly. Of course, it starts with communication, but it also it starts with just nurturing her, rubbing her. You know, I'm rubbing her, rubbing my wife's feet right now. You know, it's a constant process. It's all the time. You have to be attentive and aware of it, which I'm not that good at yet. I'm getting better.
He's learning.
I'm learning.
Still in school. But see, that... Yeah, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. But those are all ways of communicating without words. You know, when you're touching, it's a way of communicating without words, and it's loving communication in that case. If you're touching somebody with love.
For those of you that aren't too literate out there or know you're wording too well, touching works just great.
Right.
So rubbing the shoulders, you know, rubbing her feet. I don't know, one woman walking the face of the earth doesn't want her feet rubbed right now.
Just be in tune with your mate, but let her...
Yeah, but it's also it's learning to listen, you know, learning to really listen and not just listen and be thinking of what you're going to say back when the other person is done talking, but listen and really try to put yourself in the other person's shoes and really try to paraphrase back what you heard them say to make sure that you heard them accurately. You know, if you're not really hearing what your partner says and not really understanding what they mean, they don't feel understood, they don't feel the connection. You know, if you want a deep connection, there has to be understanding. So you have to learn to listen and really hear and really put yourself in your partner's shoes. So either whether
it's
wife or
husband. Of course, folks, watch the movie Hitch. Or The Hitch, or Hitch. It's just called Hitch. Great movie.
Really?
Great movie.
Does it talk about, is it about listening and communicating?
Oh, my God, you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't.
You have to see the movie. It's incredible. It's talking about this guy who teaches men how to treat women properly, and the world just opens up. The flower opens.
Oh, wow. 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 Well, is it in normal...
Yes, it's called Hitch. It's with Will Smith. You can find it.
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy. It's wonderful.
Great.
You're ready to laugh your butt off.
Wonderful. I love to laugh. So, and comedy is a great way to learn things. You know, if you're teaching somebody and they're laughing at the same time, they're going to remember it and they're going to enjoy it. So it's a great way to
learn. Yeah, there again, I was going to announce this movie we just saw last night with Robin Williams,
who
I love very much, the Man of the Year. Oh, my God, folks, please see this movie. Amazing. He is so on, just like Patch Adams.
He called it out.
Just like Patch Adams is so on, and I want to meet him because of that. And this movie now, he is just so conscious, so aware of what's going on in this country. Great movie. You've got to see it.
Wow.
Let's get through with our last, let's finish up with your stuff here. We got 6 minutes, actually. Healthy intimacy, did we completely get through that yet?
No, you interrupted me.
Oh, well.
You interrupted me. You're breaking my calm.
I've got the show here, baby. We've got a time schedule. I'm sorry. So where are we, Carrie? Keep on going. It's all yours.
Communicating is the first step. Learning to really communicate. Conflict resolution goes, right behind communication. learning that, first of all, that there is always a win-win solution to every conflict, that it doesn't have to be one person winning and the other one losing. If you really listen and really understand each other, if you really put yourself in each other's shoes, then you can begin to brainstorm a possible win-win solution to any conflict. And if you can communicate well and resolve conflict with a win-win, you can accomplish anything in a relationship. Everything else can be resolved by simply doing those two things, by communicating well and then resolving conflict with win-win solutions. So,
well, my wife has, I can definitely say my wife has helped in that arena, because I've not been too good of a communicator with both my parents. I'm a neglect situation. Not that my parents didn't love me, but they were just gone all the time working, so I was alone, only child. And when we met, then we get into arguments or tiffs about something, and it's always something stupid. And I just get so upset, I just storm out of the house because I didn't want to get into a fight. But that's not communicating.
He left me on roller skates. And I chased him down. We just met, you know. And I'm a communicator, you know. And it's just like, we need to talk about this. And he won't talk. He's skating, you know. I'm chasing him down the track.
Well, you're not alone. I think you're probably pretty typical. I don't know any couples that do it perfectly. You know, a lot of them, the ones who want to get better, do come to counseling or do study communication and learn how to do it better. But most of us did not learn it. It wasn't something that we learned as children, and then we're supposed to magically know how to do it, and we don't.
Right.
You know, we have to take some time out and learn new skills. So,
and then we can pass them on to our children so that they can, and so on and so on, so we can get this right, because, boy, the communication is just horrible. I mean, I talk about this all the time. I see people that'll say something about someone, but they don't say it to that someone to their face, you know, but they'll make accusations. And it's just like, well, ask that person if you're thinking, well, what do you think they think? Well, I don't know. I'm not them. Why don't you go ask that person?
Talk to them.
I don't understand.
Go to the store.
Communicate.
Yeah.
Well, one of the biggest problems with people, too, is they use these methods for attention, as we said earlier, to get that attention, because it's an energy thing. And I call most people out in the world energy vampires, because they're all sucking each other's energy, and they don't realize there's an unlimited source coming from you, from Creator, from Source, right now, all around us, all the time, constantly.
Right. You don't have to.
And if you tap into this source, you're going to have your cup overflowing for everybody around you.
Right, yeah.
And people need to realize that and stop sucking each other's energy. Then they can be on an equal level. Now it's not the man is better than the woman, or the woman's better than the man, or one's smarter than the other. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we're all one here, folks. Literally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Perfect. I totally agree.
So anything else you'd like to add in the... We got about 3 more minutes here.
Well, let's do her website one more time.
Yeah, my website... Well, I have two. The one I would suggest that people go to is the www.light-heartedness. Light-heartedness.com. That's the one that has some Flash movie, and then you can sign up to get 33 days of free emails. You can buy my book if you'd like. You can also buy my book, Choosing Lightheartedness, at any bookstore. You might have to order it through your local bookstore, or you can get it on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Uh-huh.
So it's available.
Wonderful. And they can get your email and contact you through there as well, or do you want to give out an email address?
Right. Yeah. My email address is just Carrie. It's K-A-R-I at Carrie, Carrie-joys.com. So Carrie at Carrie-joys.com. So
wonderful.
It's pretty easy. Right.
Wonderful.
And I'm thrilled to be with you too. You're wonderful to talk to. I've very much enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, we got about a minute left, so I'm going to read a quick disclaimer that I normally read at the beginning of the show, but it's something I wanted to put in all my shows. To kind of help people snap out of it, that this isn't, our shows do give you solutions, but it ain't the all of it. So the disclaimer goes like this. Do not take my word for it. Do not take the word of our guests when it comes to your health, your freedom, or the choices you make, your rights, so forth. This show and its websites, BBS Radio and its websites, will not be held liable for the results achieved or not achieved from the use of our products or suggestions. This program is for educational purposes only and not meant to replace the advice of a conscious family doctor or a conscious family lawyer. Always seek for yourself, folks. Educate yourself first, and you will discover the truth in anything you seek. And it's as simple as staying in the light, seeking it, and you will find. And the way I had it written down here, ye shall find.
And,
so, Carrie, thank you. Thank you so much for this. I definitely think we can continue on. I'd like to do some shows in the future where we actually take our listeners through sessions, you know, and have them calling in, and we can do some group things. We could even do some on the side besides BBS Radio, some, like, conference calls. So for listeners out there, keep on tabs with our main website, which is thetobehealthynow.com. And my email address, again, for any questions is sacredtech, SACREDTECH, at Cox, COX.net. And, Carrie, anything you'd like to add to anybody out there before we close out?
Oh, no, just thank you so much. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And to all you listeners, I hope you go watch the Flash movie and sign up for my emails and write me. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, please get on the emails. I'm on day 4, so get caught up, folks, and let's all get started.
Great.
Thank you, Carrie, and
thank
blessings
you.
And love to you.
You too.
Carrie. Thank you so much.
You too. Uh-huh.
Good night.
Bye-bye.